Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Benjamin Bottman, the CEO of Durfloor USA. Benjamin, how you doing?
Very good. Happy Monday, Kemp.
Yeah, listen, I have been thinking about you because obviously the big news item the last week and another week coming up are the Olympics being held in Paris. Knowing you're a Frenchman and also knowing that your company worldwide is a big player in sports flooring, I wanted to talk to you briefly about it. Also wanted to mention, we talked in June, you had just won the Entrepreneur of the Year with Ernst & Young, so congratulations on that. Before we get into the Olympics, tell us, how's business?
Business is strong, especially in commercial segments, such as, you know, sports, education, or healthcare. We just had, actually, in July, our biggest Durfloor sports month ever in the U.S. history. So we are very proud, and I congratulate, you know, every associate at Durfloor USA. The residential segment is a little bit more challenging, but we are beating market trends. And that's the result, let's say, of focusing on value versus volume. We are a specialty flooring company, and positioning, I think, is bringing some success.
Well, most people know that you're a world player in the resilient flooring market, but I'm just curious, if you look at Durfloor worldwide, what percentage of their business is focused in the sports area?
So worldwide, sports represent more or less 10-15% of our overall business. Of course, it is much more in terms of value, image, and leadership, because we are worldwide leader in indoor sports. In the U.S., it's much more than the global numbers, because sports represent 50% of our total revenue in USA.
Tell us what you can about what the company is doing with the Olympics.
Yeah, Durfloor involvement in the Olympics, it's since 1976, so the Montreal game, and the Paralympic since 2012. So it's quite an history and legacy. 95% of top athletes in the world in sports like handball or volleyball play on Durfloor surfaces. That's why we have a legacy with the Olympics. This year, the Durfloor France has signed a partnership, so we are an official partner of the Paris Olympics. And we are going to supply a break record, actually, volume with over 350,000 square feet of surfaces for this Olympics, with games like handball, volleyball, but also training practices for basketball.
That was what I was curious about, is what sports were being enhanced by your flooring at the Olympics.
Yeah, handball, it's a very European, Asian sport, but very popular at the Olympics. We are supplying 11 handball courts. Volleyball, however, which is a major sport, especially with women in America, we are with 7 courts. And then we have also training facilities and many other sports. And don't forget the Paralympic that will start in September.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I've heard a rumor that you're getting ready to leave for Paris this week. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are very excited, actually, because we are leaving tomorrow to Paris with 50 people total from the U.S. Delegation. Of Durfloor. We'll have customers from Durfloor USA, but also from Sportcourt brand. And we'll have as well associates who won a contest last year based on sales performance. So our top performers will come with their significant one at the Olympics. We are going to see volleyball finals, men and women's, but also basketball and the closing ceremony.
Okay. Now, these people had to compete to go with you, right?
Indeed, and we did that last time for Rio in 2016. Unfortunately, we missed, like everyone else, Tokyo because of COVID. Just to give you how Durfloor USA has grown since, because in London, first of all, we were only maybe 5, a handful of guests from the USA team. In Rio de Janeiro, we were 20 people, and this year for Paris, we'll be 50 people. So very exciting. Everybody is willing to experience the atmosphere and Paris sports this week.
Well, if we watch on the news, are we going to see you walking around in Durfloor jackets?
Yeah, we are even bringing, you know, aside American flags, Durfloor flags as well. So watch the closing ceremony, the basketball team and the volleyball team and the beach volleyball team as well. Well, you must see Durfloor.
You know, you've traveled over to France. You know how loyal the French people are about their language and about their culture. And, you know, sustainability is a big factor with the French as well. So talk a little bit about what Durfloor is doing around sustainability.
Yeah, it's more and more difficult for host cities, you know, To compete in the Olympics, it's extremely expensive. They have to build a lot of infrastructures. Paris has decided not to build a lot of infrastructures except the village for the athletes. But most of the stadiums and buildings were already there for this Olympics. However, the Olympic Committee have decided that for the official suppliers, 90% minimum of the products should be reusable. And at Gerflor, we've exceeded that because 100% of the surfaces that we supply will be reusable, and we've already sold more than 50% already to local communities and, you know, to gymnasiums, schools across the country. Two volleyball courts that are at the Olympics will come to the USA in order for customers to have the possibility to purchase those courts.
Okay. I know that you've had a heart attack. You and I share that ailment, and I think you're probably going to be watching the men's basketball. And there's a chance that USA is going to play France. How are you going to calm your heart down?
Yeah, actually, there will be two sports where potentially I will have to call my cardiologist first. The main basketball final between the US and the French team, that will be a dream, of course, game. But the other one will be men volleyball. Unfortunately, not women volleyball, because the US team eliminated yesterday the French team.
Yeah, I watched that. It was 3-0. It wasn't close.
Well, quite a result for the French team, because it was their first time, and we are proud that they could make it, you know, all the way. But the U.S. team was definitely so strong. And I'm not surprised by that, because we are supplying market leader in volleyball here in USA, thanks to our Gerflor products. And the athletes here in America want to experience the same than the Olympics. So we are supplying a lot of Division I, Division II, NCAA, team. So most of the players that will play from the U.S. team in Paris are already playing at home on one of our surfaces.
Isn't it interesting that two of the leading French companies in the USA flooring market are big players in sports surfaces? As you know, Tarkett is more on the field side and you are more on the court side. So I wonder why that is.
I think the French government decided to invest considerably in the sport field for many, many years. For Gerflor, it has been extremely successful for us indeed, because it has built up our foundation since we've exported considerably and grown all around the world in order to provide, you know, top surfaces to many countries and many sports. This Olympics, the same way, the French government has invested considerably in sport infrastructures. And this is probably one of the reasons the French team thus far is very successful at this Olympic. We are looking forward to the next Olympic in Los Angeles in 2028. And we expect that the U.S., you know, will do the same and continue to invest massively in athletes and in sport infrastructures all around the country to make sure that the next Olympic for the USA in Los Angeles will be also extremely successful.
Well, as a Frenchman, I know you're proud and have a good trip. Again, been talking to Benjamin Bachman, the CEO of Gerflor USA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.